Blog Talk Radio.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord?
Good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now pray you've had a great and prosperous day today, and that you've been walking in many blessings of the Lord God. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, we ask you the Holy Spirit to come forward, because, Father, it is with him that we gain knowledge and wisdom, the knowledge of your word, the wisdom to use it, and that we can gain strength in faith and stand and put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and in your word. Now, Father, I do ask the Holy Spirit now to take this service, bring to us the things you would have us to understand, to put into our hearts and minds, keep so that we can grow. And Holy Spirit, open our hearts and minds to be receptive. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now this morning, 13th chapter of the Gospel of John. Now we're going to be going into the 14th. Give you just a moment to get there, because you know, Gospel of John gives us quite a bit things that in order to make heaven our home, we need to know and to understand. All right. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. What a way, great way for the Lord to start this chapter out. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The Lord is telling you and I that he is a way. We know he's there in heaven. And we know that he is preparing a place for all of those that will put their trust in him, walk in him, and all that has accepted him as their Savior, as their Messiah, and understand that he is the way to eternal life and the only way. We have to go through him. There is no other way. All right, now, here in 4, he says, and whether I go, you know, and you know the way. But you see, the disciples, they still don't have this understanding, really, of the Holy Spirit, because they don't have him with them all the time. It is only when Jesus will send them to do something that he will supply the Holy Spirit for that time. But he has not been even sent back to those 12 disciples as of yet. The Lord's still here on the earth. Here in 5, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? The Lord's not shy in letting him know and giving him an answer. And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, we can't get any plainer than that. And that's something we all should always remember. That verse right there is one that we want to put in our hearts and our minds to never forget. 7. He goes on here too, because this really gives us more about the Lord. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Now, They're not understanding what Jesus is saying there either. And that's not really hard to understand. But still, you see, when we don't have that Holy Spirit in us, living within us, a lot of things, it's really not hard to receive. Is impossible to really understand without the Holy Spirit. And here in verse 8, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. In other words, that'll be enough for us if you'll just show us the Father. And he just told them that if they had known him, that they should have known his father. And he went on to tell them there in 7, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. They'd seen him because they'd seen the Lord Jesus. And we know that it is those three that are one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we're told that these three bear record in heaven and that these three are one. And that's why he was letting them know when they seen him, they had seen the Father. Verse 9. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. Uh-oh. You see, I wasn't kidding about that. He's letting you know right here. If you've seen him, you've seen the Father. And how saith, thou then show us the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. He's letting them know. It's not him. But he is doing what the Father has sent him to do. And as he speaks, he's speaking what the Father is giving to him. Just as we today, those of us that are called pastors, should be teaching and speaking the words that are given to us by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Not our own. Not things that we think of. But what the Holy Spirit gives us at the moment in order to get the word out. Because when we do that, he is not going to make any mistakes. He's not going to give anything that would be deceiving or contrary to the word. It will all be straight and be true. And that's why he tells us, all of us that are called to be pastors and teachers, is to stand and speak boldly. We speak with the authority of his word, and we speak without any fear. Of what's going to happen to us. Because we know that as long as we are doing his work, walking with him, he's going to take care of us until time for us to come home. So just don't worry about it. Are we going to have troubles? Yes. He tells us this many, many times in many different places. He had his whole life here on earth. He was being persecuted, rejected, mocked, mistreated every way. and even thy's own. Now, 11. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Now, this next verse I want you to really listen to. Verily, verily. In other words, he's telling you, pay attention. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. You say we can't do greater works than he done. Yeah, you can, because he said you could. And because it's not really you doing it, you are there furnishing a way for him to work. It is that Holy Spirit that's going to flow through you. That's that living water that he talked about in the four Gospels as we came through. That living water that would flow out of you. That is his word. Us sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the Father and of the Holy Spirit and doing the work that they need done. And we are used a lot of times, even in answer to someone else's prayer. When God speaks to you to send you to someone, that's usually the reason he's sending you. It's because there is something that they are in need of, that you, through the Lord Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit, can see that they receive it. But you know, mankind has forgot that nowadays. They have forgotten so much of this word, because they have been listening to those that are deceiving. And yet, our churches are falling apart. If we have one association that has lost half of their churches because of the things they've let in, and we do, we've got one, how many of the others are losing churches for the same reason? But we do know that the things that are going on around us today are things we have been warned about to watch for, so that we will know that the end is near and that there is work that needs to be done. And those that are of God will be reaching out and doing a lot more work than what they have been doing. And those that claim to be a child of God that are not is going to be found walking farther and further and further away, because they will not accept the truth of God's word. They've been sitting under this deceivement so long that now a lot of them, their heart has been hardened to where they will not accept the truth of God's word. We found here, he just told us about what he expects and what we can and what we can do. Do you think he's lying to us? You know, that's the thing about the word. If you find one passage that you cannot believe is true, and you just will not accept it, then how can you believe any of it? But you see, we know because we see, and those of us that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, that went to him and repented of our sins, and invited him into our lives, giving our lives and committing totally unto him, and was given the infilling, indwelling, and the authority of the Holy Spirit. You see, that's where we get our understanding from. And you can get that understanding, but you have to go through the Lord Jesus Christ, as we've just read here tonight. There is no other way. Now, 13, 12, he's got through telling us that all of us that believe in him, the works that he was doing, we could do. Now here in 13, he says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He's told us why. He's told us what we can do. And he's told us why. 14. Here again, he's backing up his statement there in 13. 13, he says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. There's no might, no maybe there. He said, I will do it. But you've got to belong to him. There's none of this plan at being a child of God. You either are or you're not. And you have to be one if these things are going to work in your life. 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. That means keep his word. Walk in them. Bring them into your life. And bring them to life. So that people can look at you as an example of what a child of God is. Just like he's been telling us in the scripture. tonight. The Father in me, I in the Father. The same goes for you and I. We can do these things he said we could do because he and the Father and the Holy Spirit are in us and we are in them if we are that born-again child of God. You see, that is where the capability and the power and all of the things comes from that we need in order to live the right kind of life. He told us there in 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you for the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. 17 tells us just what I spoke. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. His word. You see, it wasn't just mine. It was his word telling you that the Holy Spirit is dwelling with and in you. 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll come to you. 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. You see, that's why we are living today. Those of us that are the children of Almighty God. That's the reason we are the children of God. It's because of him. That day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. I know they are those out there listening to this, and will download it later and listen to it, that thought when I was speaking that it was my words. You see, it wasn't mine. It was given to me by the Holy Spirit. And now you see it here written in the Word. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. He's letting us know that he will be right there with us always. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot. It's another Judas. Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Here's the Lord's answer. 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. They're going to move in and live within you. They make their abode within. In other words, you'll have that divine indwelling. But you know that is conditional on love and obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word and the following and the leading and the direction that is given to you and I through Jesus by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, 24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. He tells you again here, the word you're not hearing is not his. It is from the Father which sent him. 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. See, while he's speaking now to them, he's still here with them. He hadn't died yet. He hadn't died and been resurrected and went to heaven yet. Now, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. You see, a while ago when I told you he was going to send the Comforter, and I told you that that Comforter was the Holy Spirit, so you know that it was not my word, but his. Here it is written down. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. You see, that is the reason we are to study his word and really put time in it and take the time to do it prayerfully, giving the Holy Spirit time to give us the guidance and the understanding that we need in order to move in it and with it. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God doesn't give us fear. When they took him, and he had warned them, but when they took him, they were all afraid. They were scattered. Peter denied him three times in one night because of fear. Because you see, at that time, they did not have the Holy Spirit of Almighty God in them. He was yet to be sent to them. Just like when he was sent for all of mankind. Now, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. He's sharing a lot of great and good things here with them. And right now, they're not understanding a lot of it because they don't have that Holy Spirit to give them the understanding. 29. And now I have told you before it come to pass that when it is come to pass, you might believe. 30. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. He's talking about Satan coming into the world now. And he's got nothing to do with him. The last verse of chapter 14. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. He's not telling you to do something that you cannot do. And he's telling us right there in 31, but the world that may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do, arise, let us. That means all of us. Go hence and do what the Father is wanting done. Because that work will get finished. And those that God has been calling on to do it needs to be stepping out and getting it done. Not halfway, but all the way. Really sharing this word with those that we love. Yes, they may not want to hear it, but they need to hear it. And we need to give it to them because that's what he's calling us to do. He didn't call us to come and just preach to those that are already his children, just as he tells us, he didn't come for that. He came to preach to the lost. And that's what we're supposed to be doing, sharing with them. We can't force them to accept it, no. And we don't try that. But we do share it with them. We see that they hear it. But yet, a lot of mankind don't want to go that way. All right. We still got 20 minutes. So we're going to get into 15. And 14 is quite a chapter. 15 ain't going to let up much, I'll tell you. Here in verse 1, chapter 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Oh, boy. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Who's done it? The Father. That's why you and I in his word are told to pray to the Father in Jesus' name, and it'll be done. And that's the reason. Now, 3. Now you are clean. How? How did I get clean? Through the word which I have spoken unto you. You are cleaned by fulfilling the plan of salvation. And you are made clean by his forgiveness, his work, and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Four. This is this. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. It abide in the vine. No more can you, except ye abide in me. You see, we can't do this preaching and do the work that God is wanting done on the earth today unless we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, five, he says, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, he can do nothing. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for sending him. Thank you, Father, for putting him over us. Thank you, Father, for the things that he has done for us. Six, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire. They are burned. He warned us. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. But only if he is abiding in you and you are abiding into him and the Holy Spirit is abiding in you. We were just told earlier that the three of them has made their abode with us. Now, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. You see, you don't have to be a pastor or a teacher even to be his disciple. But you do have to keep his commandments and share his word with others. It's how you do it, the way you do it, and where you do it. And it has to be done according to his will and his way. And the way this word tells us to do it. Now, nine. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You see, this all goes back to the Father. But it goes back through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way we have of getting to the Father, is through Jesus. And he told us that several times here this evening in this study. Now, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. You see, we're talking about loving each other, but how much of that do we really do, and how much of it do we show? 13. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are to be willing to give all for the glory of Almighty God and his word and his will. Now, Verse 15. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You see, we are called disciples, we're called apostles, we're called teachers. We're called pastors. We're called brothers and sisters. And we're called friends. That's a lot of names, isn't it? But that's what lays within his children. 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, there we go again, he may give it you. I was telling you, we're to pray to the Father in his name. This is just another way that he's telling us to do just that. And now the Lord's telling us this himself. There in 16. 17. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Now he's going to tell you here exactly what I've been talking to you about over the last couple of weeks. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. You see, he's laying it all out, just like I gave it to you a little earlier, isn't it? You're seeing it here written. Now, 21. But all things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. And they did. They had no reason to hate him at all. Now, 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. He's letting you and I know, right there, about the Holy Spirit. He's letting us know that he sent him, but he was sent, actually, the Holy Spirit was sent from the Father. But he was sent by Jesus. Everything we receive comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes from the Father, comes through the Lord Jesus Christ, and brought to us by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. We have now come to the end of chapter 15. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word tonight, we thank you for your word, Father, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit, for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for these times that we can come together to share our love, our friendship, and your word with each other, so that we can work together, Father, to reach the lost out in this world with thy word, to help them to see a light, and that light being Jesus, and that they will come to realize that he is what they need in their life, so that they, Father, can make heaven their home and have more life, more abundant here on this earth as they travel through it, that you're always there with them. They're never alone. Regardless of what they go through, they're not going through it by themselves, and they belong to you. You, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is there with us, Father. We know this, because this is what your word tells us. Now, Father, we pray for Israel and Jerusalem. We pray that they have peace, because we know that right now, Father, they've got very little peace. Rockets coming in, causing destruction and loss of life almost daily. But, Father, beyond that, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, as the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, this land of ours, that has our government, that has brought so much evil upon its own people, bringing things into our churches that should not be brought. Working with those that are weak to get these things, these wrong things accepted, that has been brought, has brought so much destruction upon our own country and our own land. Taking Jesus out of every place he was in. Not even wanting your Ten Commandments posted in any or on any public property. Father, help us to get those out of office that has done this thing and to replace them with ones that will work for your church, work for the Lord Jesus Christ, and will work to help us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, with for us of this ministry, we all have family members that are lost, walking in darkness. Father, I ask the Holy Spirit to work within our families, speaking to them, speaking to their hearts, letting them know that they stand in need of one that is far bigger and greater than they, and to help us, Father, to bring them out of darkness and into the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they can repent and be forgiven for their sins and start upon that pathway of righteousness, getting into your word, learning your word, getting in with a good church, a good group, Father, that is teaching your word and teaching it in truth. Now, Father, be with us all as we separate for the evening and this night. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And bring us back together again in the morning, Father, and bring us refreshed to where we can be back into your word in the morning, Father, at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Loving you, loving the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and loving your word with our heart, Father. This is my prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Have a great evening and a good night. And I pray that you'll be back with me in the morning at 10 a.m. Until then, walk with God, he'll walk with you. Good night, all.